Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this Saturday edition. This is the 11th day of September. I'm your host, Paul White, and thank you for joining me. A couple of points of order for us today. First of all, it's the 11th day of September. That's my father's birthday, and I want to say happy birthday to my dad, Rick White. He listens to the podcast, not always day to day, but he does catch up when he piles a few of them up. And, of course, I will have given his happy birthday to him personally on this day. But for all my podcast audience, I just always like to honor him as the first person who ever showed me what ministry is and first person that helped me to fall in love with the Word and presenting the Word. And I want to thank my father and just honor him today with a happy birthday. I'm so thankful for who he is and the relationship that we have and the fact that he is still preaching the Word and still being a light and an example. And I've always been able to turn to Dad, discuss things and wrestle over scriptures. And the greatest compliment that I can give to anyone, to be honest with you, and I can definitely give this to my dad, to anyone in ministry, is the ability to continue learning, that they're not finished. And my dad has never been one who lands on a position and then will not move. And I honor that. And I try to teach that way, and I try to live my own life that way, and I encourage my audience to do the same thing. So happy birthday, Dad. Also, it's Saturday. That means I like to let you in on whatever scripture or sermon that we're going to air on Sunday. Tomorrow, we will be posting our sermon from Mobile, Alabama. We only had one sermon that we actually were able to preach. We had a hurricane, Hurricane Ida, rolled in while we were there on Saturday, and by Saturday night, we canceled the Sunday service, so I did not preach my second sermon in that series, or in that weekend, rather, and my plan is to present that next week. I'm just going to preach it to the audience and record it, and we'll put it up, but in the meantime, the message we will air tomorrow was the only sermon we preached there, and it was titled The Symphony of the Scriptures. This is a message where I was attempting, and I hope I pulled it off, I was attempting to find the commonality of the Old Testament Scriptures. I was really playing off of the Greek word from which we derive the English word symphony, and it translates out of the Greek into the word agreement or agree. And so where you see the New Testament use the phrase agree, you're often seeing the word we use for symphony, which means, of course, that these things are in concert together. So I walk through several passages in the New Testament, a couple where Jesus uses the word, and then one where James uses the same word in the book of Acts at the council. And what does that mean? And so we try to take a look at the symphony of Scripture where sometimes things are a little dissonant. Things don't seem to be in line with other things, but our job as Bible students is to find the melody, the symphony, and then get in that flow. And hopefully we've accomplished at least some of that as we wrestle this out. I think you'll enjoy the symphony of the Scriptures. We'll air it on all of our platforms tomorrow, and wherever you're listening to the podcast, you'll be able to listen to the full-length sermon titled The Symphony of the Scriptures. Okay, I've been working on Genesis 4:7 for a while now. This is that if you do well, will you not be accepted? If not, sin lies at the door, and it's to you to rule over it. It's the Greek there, or the Hebrew there, rather, is you are destined to rule over it. And that just got me to thinking, just on a short little podcast today after announcements and happy birthday to Dad, I knew wouldn't have a lot of time left. And so I really want to just put a bow on this verse by saying this: it is your destiny to rule over sin. It is not your destiny to be ruled by sin. From the beginning of the Scripture, God put man in the position of ruling over things underneath him, not in the position of being ruled. And so since we're made in the likeness and the image of God, it is in our spiritual DNA to be above the things that are out to dominate us. One of the great warnings in the New Covenant is that Paul says, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of them. In other words, it's lawful. I can do whatever I want to do. Nothing's against the law. Nothing that I can do affects my righteousness or my standing. However, it's beneath me to do anything that puts me in the position of being dominated by something else. Why? Because I'm destined for more than that. So what God says to Cain is, it is your destiny to rule over this. To be very literal, and we've talked about this the last couple days, but to be very literal, he's saying to Cain, it is your destiny to rule over your own emotion, to master your own responses, to not be mastered by your responses. But in a broader sense, when you take this thought processes into the New Testament, you listen to what Paul says in Romans 5:17, if by one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. You and I have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and therefore it is ours to reign in this life. And when you talk about the word reign, R-E-I-G-N, you're talking about what a king does, what a magistrate does, something who has other things put into his purview, into his, underneath his power. So if God says to Cain, it's your destiny to rule over that sin, it's your destiny to rule over your emotions, to rule over things. And then Paul repeats that mantra, so to speak, in Romans 5:17. Then where we land, where we should land, I think, is that when we realize who we are in Christ, when we accept his righteousness, when we accept what he says about us, then we rule over, we are not ruled over. And why would we ever put ourselves in a position to be ruled over by stuff? If when we are ruled over by stuff, we have taken a back seat on our spiritual authority, and it's time for us to realize what we were created for, what we are destined to do. So the first thing I think is, be a receiver of the righteousness of God. We have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and then we reign. Be a receiver of it. And to be a good receiver, we have to be someone who is not underneath condemnation. I just taught this on a recent Tuesday night from 1 John 3. We're able to receive because our heart doesn't condemn us. Well, why does it not condemn us? Well, we know the truth about who we are. As we know the truth about who we are, we start to walk that out. Okay, we'll move on as Cain turns from the conversation and talk about how he deals with it by talking to Abel. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.